I'm Minerva Sanders, and I've been designated by the PMB chair, Susan Young, to be the convener for the audit committee. We are convening the committee on Tuesday, June the 3rd, and the time is 8:36 p.m. Now, there has been a little confusion about the list of the committee members, and that list has been corrected, and it has been provided to Otis, which is now included on the kpftx.org site. So what I want to do at this time is read the names of the directors of the PMB that make up this committee, and this is based on the bylaws that were accepted on April the 10th. So that's what I'm reading the names. These are the individuals that would make up that committee, and it will only include directors. It does not include delegates. The first name is Sally Gellert, and she's with WBAI. Donna Carter will be joining us, and she's with KPFA. Evelia Jones has joined us, and she's with KPFK. Sean Kelly McPherson joins us, and he's with KPFT. And I'm Minerva Sanders from WPFW. We also have with us our executive director, Stephanie Wells, and she is joining us to give us a executive director report. And I have asked Darlene Pregado to join us, as she has volunteered to assist as the committee secretary. Now, I next want to share the agenda for the evening and the convene would start at 6:30, but it did not. It started at 8:38 p.m. And that's the first item. The second item is to take the roll, and it'll be 5 minutes to do that. Approve the agenda. That's going to be 5 minutes. We need to nominate a chair and secretary pro tem, and that'll take 5 minutes. Authorize election of permanent chair and secretary via OPA vote and take nominations. That'll be 5 minutes. Approve prior meeting minutes. We don't have any, so that is 0 minutes. And we'll have the report. Number 7 is the report from the executive director regarding the tax filings, the audit process and audit process progress, where we are with that, and that'll take about 20 minutes. Discussion regarding the role of the committee, take about 10 minutes. Meeting schedule and setting the next meeting, which will take about 5 minutes. We don't have any unfinished business since we've not met, and we have time for new business, but I don't have any at this moment, and we'll adjourn at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, is there a motion to approve the agenda, or are there any additions, or is there an objection to what
so we're moved?
Yes.
Go ahead. I moved the agenda.
All right. Thank you. Do we have a second?
No, a second.
Okay. I'm sorry. Who did the second?
Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Sally. Okay, so it's been moved and seconded.
Madam Chair, Donna Carter is now on the line. Donna, can you mute until you're ready to speak? And can you answer the roll call?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you for joining us. Yes, we can hear you. Thank you for joining us, Donna.
I'm sorry, I just can't mute because I don't have the regular. Is it on the Zoom screen or?
Star 6.
Why don't you just mute me for a while, okay?
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Just a second here. And Stephanie, I called your name, but could you please identify yourself for the roll call?
Yes, I am here.
Thank you.
And Minerva, I should go ahead and say I'm here as well, Darlene Pagano.
All right. Thank you, Darlene.
Madam Chair, I think everybody needs to say their names. I think you said their names, but they need to announce that they're here.
And you're correct. I was just reading the names of the people that make up the committee. So let me go back and do this the right way. Okay, Donna Carter has identified that she's here. Sally Gellert?
Here.
Okay. Velia Jones?
Here.
Sean Kelly McPherson?
Mac is back.
Okay, thank you, Mac. Minerva Sanders, I'm present, and I think I did already ask Stephanie, but please, again, Stephanie Wells, would you identify yourself?
For here.
Thank you so much. So, is there, and I did ask, is there any objections to the agenda the way it's been presented? And I did not hear any, and we did have a motion, and it was seconded. Motion by Sean, seconded by Sally. So without any further discussion, we'll go ahead and move forward to accept the agenda. The next item is to nominate and elect a chair and secretary pro tem for this meeting. Is there a motion to nominate a chair pro tem?
I nominate you. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Sean, for your kind words. And I do accept the nomination. Is there anyone else that would like to be nominated for chair? Okay, pro tem, excuse me. So hearing no other nominations, we'll identify that I'll be chair pro tem until we hold our elections. And I would like to move to nominate Darlene Bogato as secretary pro tem. Are there any other nominations for secretary? All right.
I will accept the nomination, Minerva.
Okay. Thank you, Darlene. Now, so at this time, we'll go ahead and assume these roles again until we have our next meeting, where we will use the OPA vote to elect. Now, can we, are there individuals who would like to be nominated for chair or either secretary, for the permanent chair and secretary? And we don't have to give that information tonight, but if there are people interested, we would like to get your names, and you have until Friday, June the 6th, to provide that information.
Minerva, I'm going to nominate you again because you're still doing a great job.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Okay. And again, if there are other people who have an interest, please get us your information before June the 6th. It's and the secretary position. She's very quiet and no one's saying anything, but I would nominate Darlene again. She has been part of this committee previously, and she understands, and she can help us as we move through this journey that we're taking. Okay. And Darlene, you're accepting, correct?
Yes, thank you for your praise. Yes, I would accept. I will accept the nomination.
Okay, thank you. And So then at this time, we have two names, and as I stated earlier, if there's anyone else interested in either position, please send your information, and we will move forward and do the OPA vote, because we want everything to be what I call above board and in order. So we would do that. Now, at this time, the next item of business would be, let's see here. No prior minutes. And so at this time, what we'll be doing, Stephanie, is we'll turn this over to you and let you speak to the group with your provide your report. And may I ask, Stephanie, were you able to, I have a copy of it, did all the members of the committee get her report, or?
I can't forward things to the committees. Okay. So when I sent it to you, I had asked if it could be forwarded to everybody.
Okay, we'll make sure it goes out.
Thank you.
Committee members. Darlene, would you address that for me, please? And make sure everyone gets a copy of Stephanie's report. Do you have a copy?
I can't flip back and forth, but yes, I do believe I have a copy. I'll get it out to everybody.
Okay. All right. So, Stephanie, please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you. So, just kind of give everybody an update of where we are, a little history of how we got here, that kind of thing. So the annual audit is being conducted by Rogers and Company, which is an independent auditing firm in Virginia. And the firm is providing for us the following services. They're doing a combined audit of the financial statements for fiscal years ending 2022-2023. This approach to do two at one time was, we decided to do that to ensure a timely completion of both years while also reducing the cost of preparing two separate reports. They're also preparing IRS Form 990 as well as the California Forms 199 and RRF-1 for fiscal years 22, 23, and 24. Attached to the ED report is the audit engagement letter, so people can refer to that as to what their services involve. One thing to note, too, is that in 2023, the audit committee recommended retaining Rogers & Company, which is the company that we're using to conduct the audit, and then that recommendation was reviewed and approved by the Pacifica National Board. Also, just a reminder of the distinct roles in the audit process that involve the auditing firm, Pacifica Management, specifically our National Business Manager and myself, the Audit Committee, and the PNB. One thing to remember is that the auditor is independent and does not take direction from or engage directly with individual committee or board members. The auditor works in collaboration with Pacifica Management, who provide the necessary data and documentation for the financial review. Once the audit is complete, the auditor presents its findings to the audit committee and subsequently then to the PNB. The audit committee is responsible for reviewing the prior year's management letter to evaluate any identified financial deficiencies and to also monitor whether corrective actions are being taken. One of the things that will be forwarded to you as well for review before it turns into a discussion, I'm sure at some point with the meeting down the road, is the prior year's management letter that was sent to us from the audit committee last year. Also, just wanted on the ED report, I wanted to just also let people know why independence with our auditor is important. Independent audit firms are essential to maintaining the integrity and the credibility of our financial oversight. Because the auditing firm has no financial or personal ties to an organization, then independent auditors then can provide an unbiased review of our financial statements, our internal controls, and our compliance. And those reviews are things that they cover within the management letter that they send to us once the audit is completed. This objectivity helps build trust with our donors, any regulators we have to deal with the IRS, also the public, and it ensures that we have legal and ethical accountability. And then it also helps this committee and our board of directors fulfill their fiduciary responsibility. And also independence prevents any conflicts of interests and then strengthens our governance by identifying issues that we may overlook just because we're used to being within the world of Pacifica. So where are we within this process? One of the things that some of you may have been a part of this, some of you may have not, but there have been some recent emails that have been going around referencing a letter from the California Attorney General's office stating that Pacifica's nonprofit status could be at risk due to a failure to file taxes and pay required fees for 3 consecutive years. So although this letter was and emails were being sent around over the last week or so, in my response to people that forwarded that to me is that the letter in question was dated January 21st, 2025. At that time, we received that letter as well. We were aware that we had not filed our taxes because we were in the process of doing that. And we were again, well aware that we were behind. But however, we are no longer out of any sort of compliance. Our 2022 taxes were filed on February 13th, 2025. We paid all necessary annual registration fees, which is $400. And we were well within the required 30-day window from the date of that letter, which was January 21st, 2025. So although there does seem to be a bit of panic that is being written around with that email, none of it is valid as we had already met the deadline again prior to when the IRS needed us to. And again, the letter was dated back in January. Again, it's we understand, and it's important to for everybody to understand that under IRS regulations, an organization only loses its tax exempt status after failing to file for 3 consecutive years, with revocation effective on the due date of the 3rd missed filing. So Pacifica has not missed 3 consecutive years of filing, and we have already received an extension for the fiscal year 24 tax year, which is common. We do that on a regular basis. The extension for our filings for 2024 is August 15th, 2025. All of this information had been shared during that process, including the original letter that we received in January with the National Finance Committee and the PNB during the ED reports at multiple meetings earlier in the year. So currently, our fiscal year 23 taxes are expected to be completed well within and prior to the August deadline of August 15th. The audit firm has received all necessary materials from Pacifica to complete the 2022 and 2023 audits, and they are actively working on both. And simultaneously, we are submitting documentation needed to begin working on the 2024 taxes already. One of the things that's also attached to the ED report is the request for clients assistance form. This has been shared with the PNB and the NFC prior to this at some point last year. But it kind of gives a general overview and outlines what we're sent in the national office, particularly dealing with it is Markeisha, our national business manager, about the amount of information that they need to provide and prepare each year for the audit. And when you look at that list, it's very substantial. It's great, but that refers to all 8 units. So we have 5 stations that we have to prepare this information for: the archives, the affiliates, and the national office. Another thing that was attached and added to the ED report, in addition to the engagement letter, the management letter, and the request for clients assistance form, is just a draft of an outline, and this is really just for people to look at, review, and possibly consider as we move forward with the committee. It's entitled the Pacifica Foundation Audit Committee Charter, and it outlines the committee's responsibilities and the scope of insight as to what is kind of expected of the committee. It is strictly a draft. I put it together just based upon other experiences that I've had with other organizations, either managing an audit committee, sitting on an audit committee, or having an audit committee as an executive director of another nonprofit and what their job was. So again, it's just a draft. It would be great to have people look at it, edit, make comments, make suggestions. And hopefully it's something that the committee can take a look at as we move forward. But it basically outlines the purpose of the audit committee. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's the audit committee is a standing committee of the Pacifica Foundation Board of Directors. The committee's primary purpose is to assist the board in fulfilling its oversight responsibilities related to financial reporting, audits, internal controls, compliance, and the committee helps ensure the integrity, transparency, and accountability of Pacifica's financial operations across all stations and national entities. And then it kind of goes through the responsibilities of providing financial reporting and oversight, external audit engagement, internal control and risk management, regulatory compliance, conflict of interest and related party transactions, ethics, whistleblower and complaints, and then reporting to the board. So that's again something that it would be great for the committee to review, possibly discuss at a later at a later date. And I love edits and reviews, so it would be great if anybody wants to make comments on that. And that's all I have.
Minerva, you're muted.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. Donna.
Bye.
Donna, did you have something you wanted to say?
She seems to be...
Oh, not right now. Thank you.
Okay.
Can you unmute me?
Well, what I'm looking at, I don't have a way to mute you. It just shows a phone. Just a second. Let me try something here. Excuse me.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, she heard you. You may not have heard her back. She's checking to see if she has the opportunity or the authority, Zoom authority to do that. But you have
I'm okay now.
Okay. Minerva, Donna's saying she's now in a good place to be part of the meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Donna. Now, with you being in a good place, Donna, you heard the information from Stephanie. Is there anything that you would like to ask or share? Go ahead. And I'm sorry, Sally, I'm sorry. Donna, let me ask you to hold for just a moment. And Sally, okay. I see you again. Let's go with you, Sally, please. We'll start.
Yeah, I just wondered, this draft that you put together, had there been a previous charter for this committee, or is this like something that we never had before?
No, we really haven't. And that's one of the things that we're rolling out with a lot of the committees and task force and even with roles of volunteers that were within our own stations are just basic outlines. So we know what people are doing, what is expected to be done, what, you know, outcomes of what they're hoping to do as a group, a committee, or a volunteer, what Pacifica can help to make sure, you know, what we can do to make sure that the committees, volunteers, task groups are successful in what they want to accomplish. So it just gives us kind of a little a better understanding as to what is the role of each of the committees.
Okay, I saw your thumbs up, Sally. Is there anything else that you want to ask, or did that... looks like you said that answer was sufficient. I saw the thumbs up.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
I just meant to make a bit of a comment. I appreciate how much hard work it is to keep up with all the bills for Pacifica. I was a little taken aback about how tight we are on the budget, such that these audits and payment are so, you know, could easily slip over the due date if we're that tight. So that's just my concern. So.
Okay. So Does anyone else have any other comments before I ask a question? Anyone else that's on the committee? Okay, Stephanie, let me ask you, when you spoke about August 15th, you said the information was being, they were working on it at this time, and I thought I heard you mention it, or I jotted down that you talked about 2023 by August 15th, and let's see. So, 2022, these have already been addressed by, Roger and company. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're looking at, 2023 by the 15th, and then for 2024, that would be due when?
I don't have the name of the number off the top of my head, but we're working on it. So okay. They will be submitted in a timely manner as well.
Okay. Okay.
So, we have yet to be late with filing our 990s where it has, you know, been a concern to the IRS. And I thank our auditors for keeping us on track for that. So we've never been fined for any sort of late.
Okay. So this issue that came up regarding 2022 was the first time that a letter because of the 3-year.
Correct. That I am aware of. Yes. I can't date anything past, you know, prior to when I started.
Okay. All right. So, along with the filings that we do with to the IRS, you mentioned for California their time frame, and so undoubtedly those were not outstanding, they were on time, correct? And we
file them at the same time. We can't file the California taxes without having the information for the 990s, but they're filed all at the same time. But California, we didn't see any letter from the state of California, but everything was sent off on February 13th.
Okay. Just making sure things, mm-hmm. things are in parallel. And also, to me, this allows us to, as a committee, have something like what I call a calendar, a timeline, so that they know each year by this date, this should have taken place. And that's why I'm asking.
Okay.
What I'm asking, just to.
Of course.
Make sure we put something like that together. And I think it's great that you're drafting a charter for the committee. And, I continue to ask that, for this committee and any others that I serve on, that we, as committee members, take a moment and look at what the audit committee is about and make sure that we, once you receive this document, make your comments or suggestions so that we'll have a working document to share with the PMB board and get everyone's approval that we move forward with this. Okay. Let's see. So the next part was to identify when the audit committee would meet. Again, we're working with the audit, the firm that is doing the audit, and that is through the executive director. So we would not need to contact these people for any information or anything. We'll go through you, Stephanie, to gather the information that we would need. And also to look at any information that they provide with suggestions on how to make Pacifica better or its best at doing what needs to be done to make sure that we are being very good stewards as it relates to the funds that the membership provides to us, and that's used, and that it's used for what it is to be identified for. I see a hand up. That's Darlene. Okay. Darlene, please go ahead.
Well, we had item number 8, which was discussion regarding the role of the committee. And I was waiting for that part to ask if you still wanted me to give some information and experience of the running of the audit committee in the past 5 years. I was prepared to do that if you still wanted it.
And yes, I do want it because, again, as you can see and others can see, this is not something that I've done. I've been on committees, but I've not chaired them. And I think it's good that we get a good understanding of what we're doing as okay. we deal with this. Go ahead, please.
I think there are others who have served on the committee at least once before. Am I correct? That's Sally and Donna. Both of you served before on the audit committee?
No, I am new.
Thank you, Sally. Donna? Okay. I'll leave it for Donna to get the,
No, I haven't served on the audit committee before.
All right. Well, my error. Well, I've served 3 years out of the last 5. I've served as both a delegate and as a director. And the things that I found that were the most confusing or unknown to committee members is that, first of all, when we say the year of the audit, we are not talking about the calendar year. We're talking about Pacifica's fiscal year, which runs from October 1st of 1 year to September 31st of the next. So right now we are finishing up the third quarter of 2025. It started in the last quarter of the calendar year 2024, and now we are starting the third quarter of that year, of that fiscal year, now in we'll start a new quarter on July 1st of 2025. So we don't run exactly by the calendar. We run by an accounting option that's called the fiscal year. Two other things, Pacifica has 2 arms. There is the governance and there is the administration. The PNB is the head of the governance functions of the foundation. Stephanie Wells is the president of the administrative, including operations, arm of the Pacifica Foundation. She's not only the executive director, she is the president of the foundation. She is hired, supervised, and potentially, God forbid, let go at the decision of the board. So just to let you know who's doing what, the audit is, the audit firm is hired, and the audit is reported to the governance side of the foundation. But all the work, all the numbers and invoices and proof that the auditors are going to insist on all has to be done by the administrative side of the foundation. So just to remember, there's governance and then there's administration. And let's see, fiscal year. Oh, there is an exacting set of rules for the accounting that will be done by the audit firm. It's referred to as the GAAP, GAAP, Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. There's another set of principles that we don't have to have the extra work of, and that's Generally Accepted Governmental Principles. But we're a nonprofit, but we're not any kind of governmental body, so we don't have that extra burden on our accounting. But there are rules to go by, and you can bet your bottom dollar that that's why you hire a law firm, so that everything is done to those exacting standards. So those are the three things I wanted to say about what's behind or what's in operation about all of this. And Stephanie covered pretty much everything. Just that I want to emphasize, and this went wrong in previous years. The auditors do not have to have meetings or be questioned by any part of governance, which would be this committee at the first level, until the audit is completed to their satisfaction and they have written what's called the management letter, which is where they lay out where our weaknesses and possibly our strengths are and what they think we should do about it. So this is the audit committee and we're meeting now, but there's a good chance, and sorry if I am stepping on anything, Minerva, but there's a good chance we do not have to meet until there is a reason to meet. And that would be by the work that's completed, as it's completed by the audit committee. If Stephanie has something to bring up and discuss, she could ask Minerva to call a meeting for that as well. But our job now is to wait for the work to be completed. And let's see, anything else? So the audit committee, the audit committee and the executive directors are the first to hear the results of the audit, but it is then brought to the PNB to review and do what's called accepting, which means you agree the work has been done. You are accepting the auditor's report. It doesn't mean any of us can argue with the auditors about what the numbers are or what they think about the health of our organization. Accept means you take it. It's given by the auditors. You receive it. You take it. You accept it. All synonyms there for the work of the auditing firm. Those are the difficult points that I've experienced with committees, audit committees in previous years that I served. So I wanted to make sure those things that were really stumbling blocks, in my opinion, of what we were doing in the past. So thank you for asking me to try to give those cautions, Minerva. And that's what I've got. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that information, Darlene. Any members of the committee, do you have any questions for Darlene? Okay, hearing none. What I'm hearing, Darlene, is your first statement, which was we do not have to have regular meetings. We would have meetings as needed.
As needed. Right. And Stephanie would let us know when that is that we're needed, because she either has something to bring to us or, the auditors, have something to say. So those would be the reasons to have have a meeting. Now we're going to have a vote. I don't know if a vote can be reported out, through our, email, but otherwise we do not have to meet unless there is a reason to meet. We do have to meet when the auditors are completed. That's true. But anything in between, Stephanie would have to let us know. Well, have to let you know whether to call another meeting.
Okay, I see Donna's hand.
Stephanie, can I just ask Stephanie, is that correct to your thinking?
Yes, yes.
Thanks.
All right, Donna, I see your hand.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. First of all, you mentioned September 30th, Stephanie, and there's September 31st, and there's no 30th, 1st in September. secondarily, I'm sorry, I'm still dealing with troubles here. The second question would be, do you usually receive a letter from the state when acknowledging that you have, made the proper payments and paperwork and so forth for the state of California?
Yes, we get postcards. Most of the state sends out a postcard to nonprofits, just letting them know, hey, your annual registration fee is due, that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you.
We also register with other states. Any state that you receive money from, you have to register with their state as well. So we do that with all the states that we have stations in, and then also Iowa for our affiliates, just to be on the safe side.
Okay.
Thank you for that, question, Donna. Are there any other questions? Okay. The only thing that I would say to the members of the committee is that we do have the committee charter to review. So I'm asking everyone to please take that information and look at it. And there may be a time that we would call a meeting to go over with Stephanie what we've found or what we wanted to ask about in terms of this charter. So that it's not something that just stays as a suggestion for the year, but we are able to go ahead and agree that we would use this and work with it to give structure and to the committee and sharing it with the other members of the board so that they understand that we understand our roles, responsibility, and that we're not in charge of anything. We're here to help. And also, in the event that we do get suggestions from the, group that is, auditing the information, that we, then, and I'll say this to the committee, it will go to the PMB board, but would there be, if there are things that they feel we need to improve on, would that be something coming from the board, or is it Stephanie that you would send it out to whomever they, if it's something a station needs to do? Those are things that you would share, correct?
Correct, because that's what is listed in the, when we get the management letter, and people will be able to see the management letter, as I said, that was sent to us in 2022. And once you kind of, it's 7 pages long, but once you kind of get down to, like closer to the end of it, it just gives you suggestions as, you know, consideration of internal control is what it's called. And then it just kind of goes through different things that they've observed. So once we get that letter, then we can take a look at it and see what needs to be fixed.
Okay.
If anything.
All right. And I like that statement. If anything, we're going to cross our fingers. Everything will be correct and in order.
Yeah. And they're very good. I mean, one little line is that they, in the 2022 letter, it says, like, we did not identify any deficiencies in internal control that we consider to be a material weakness. So, you know, I think that there's sometimes things that we, and then they list things as significant, you know, any sort of significant deficiencies. So in that letter, for example, in 2021, they had an issue with account reconciliations. So, you know, it's things, and then the management has an opportunity. Once we get the letter, the management has an opportunity to respond to what those are. So when we get the first draft of the management letter, I will draft a response to what they consider some of the concerns are. And then that is then what I'll share those responses with the committee. And then we can make sure that, do you agree with those responses? Do you not agree? You know, and so we can make sure before that final letter, then again, before the final management letter is sent out, we've all agreed upon what those management responses would be.
All right.
It's basically proof that we've read the letter. We agree or disagree with the changes. What are we going to do to try to fix it in the future? And then they finalize it and we sign it and we're done.
Okay. And, let's see. Sally, did I acknowledge you?
Yeah. The taxes you said are due in August. What is the timeline on the audit? When can we expect in general? You know, how long does it take? Where are they in the process?
It takes anywhere from 4 months to 6 months to get it done. And it's quite a bit of work. And once they have all the information that they need for 2022, 2023, we are now putting together all the information that they need for 2024 so we can get ahead of the game. Once they start putting together the audit, then we will get questions kind of on a regular basis, both Markeisha and myself, mostly Markeisha, but I'm CC'd on everything. Do you have this? Do we need this? But usually they just kind of stay quiet for a while when they work on it. Then it comes to a point where they randomly, with each division, so we have 8 different divisions, they randomly select 4 to 5 transactions that need to have proof given to them. That's when we start reaching out then to the station. So they'll, again, just randomly pull a donation, a purchase of an item, a consultant that was paid, whatever that may be. And then they randomly provide those to us. And then we have to get the documentation that backs that up. So we need the invoice. We need timesheets. We need bills that we need the proof that the bill was paid, all of that. We need a donation letter. So that's just kind of a random selection that they do, and we don't know when that will happen, to make sure that the information that we've provided them is accurate.
When you say we, in that case, is that you and your staff, or is that this committee?
Oh no. That is just the they send the request to Markeisha, CC me, and then we reach out to the stations to get that proof. And the stations are well aware of that. This happens every time we're audited. But I will keep everybody informed when things like that happen. So you just know, you know. So when you're asked what's going on with the audit, you can say, oh, we're at the part now where they're, you know, tracking or trying to get proof for information that we've given them. Sometimes it's as simple as verification of petty cash. That's, you know, petty cash, how it was spent, where is it, what it, you know, that kind of thing. Receipts for all of those. So again, this is not a surprise with any audit. It's regular practices. It's not a surprise to the stations or the general managers. They do this every single time we've had an audit.
Okay. Darlene, I see your hand. And
yeah, I wanted to go back to the question of next meeting. And for my notes, let me make a positive that I have the understanding. So the nomination for the two positions on the committee are open through, did you say June 5th, which is Thursday night?
No, June 6th.
Okay, so Friday night, 11:59. Yes.
Right.
Okay. So, when do you expect that to come back?
Once we're finished with the meeting, we'll have to begin to look at what's involved in setting up the OPA for vote.
Okay. But it'll probably be 2 weeks at least. Do you think?
I would say that we could.
No. No, it's likely to be a weekend.
Well,
yeah, if there's no one else that, the names, if there are no other names, I can't see it taking 2 weeks to get, you know, just to say there were no other individuals who put their names forward and Minerva will be the chair and Darlene will be the secretary.
Okay.
So, you know.
Well, yeah, I was thinking that we could combine the finishing of the vote, and, everybody getting their, the charter, tonight, and having the time to look it over. So I don't have to come up with something fancy then. So we'll do the vote and I'll send out the charter and the minutes and, yeah. And you can help us decide when we will meet. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, darling. Keep me honest. And Donna, I have your hand. Please go ahead.
Okay. Donna. There we go. So, you know, I kind of missed the beginning and I said a lot already, but I would wonder if the other people who are on this committee, or is everyone spoken? That would be, you know, so that we feel like we have a group process going on here. Does anyone else have something to say? You know, that's all I have to say.
I hear you. Okay. Well, Raya, do you have anything you would like to share, or Sean? I think those are the only other two people.
I got nothing.
Nothing here.
Amelia, I congratulate KPF on that weekend event. Chris Hedges, $6,000 from one out of station event.
The core committee of which I am a part is still recovering. but we're very proud of everyone who contributed, and the program itself was stellar. And I mean that. I couldn't have been more proud. And we did raise money. Yes, we did. More. I can't give quotes because we have yet to have the meeting. I think sometime tomorrow or the next day to wrap up what happened and all that. But all in all, a great event, a great fundraiser. Thank you.
And thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you, Darlene, for congratulating her and her group.
Yes. Thank you, Darlene. Thank you, everyone. All right.
Yeah. I think that's something, if we have things that are working throughout the network, I think we need to find a way to share that with everyone, because it will be ideas that other stations could think about using or doing. So, you know, and that's not part of audit, but that's just making a statement. Maybe somewhere in our PMB meetings, we could share some of these things. Okay. And thank you, Sean, for joining us. Is there any other comments or any unfinished business or anything that we need to talk about at this time? And as was stated, we'll get the voting, OPA vote information out, and then I'll be just reaching out to members. And if you think of a date that you would like to meet within the next week or so to talk about the charter, you know, please share that, and we'll get it to the members, and let's go ahead and get that done. I thank each and every one of you for agreeing to come and take part in this, and I can't believe it. It's 9:30.
Can I just say one technical thing, which is, yeah, I'll be sending out the minutes to your home address, and then they'll go up on KPFTX. But when you see the email coming in, you'll have everybody's email address, up in the header of that email. So the idea of talking to each other, at least by email, you'll have everybody's, name and contact.
Okay. That's good. And
the only with that, I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
Do I so we are adjourned. No, committees do not need a second on thank motions. You. Yeah. Thank so you. Thereupon, we're adjourned.
Everyone have a good evening. And thank you again for taking part. Sally, did you say something?
No, I just said good night.
Good night, all. Have a good evening. And thank you, Stephanie.